And we are back. Welcome back to another episode of the Depressed Cincinnati Sports Fan Podcast. I am your host, Jesse. On this podcast, we're going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes, Cincinnati Bengals just made some news today, and that's why I'm doing this special edition podcast. The Bengals have made their first big offseason news and their first big decision of the offseason, placing franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. I talked about on the podcast last week that this was going to happen. Like, I knew that the Bengals were going to place T. Higgins on a franchise tag. And pretty much, this move positions the Bengals to retain Higgins for at least one more season. So, should the two sides fail to come to a long-term agreement before July 15th, Higgins will be restricted to a one-year deal with the club worth $21.816 million, which is the league-wide franchise tag amount for wide receivers in 2024. The deadline for the term to use the franchise or transition tag is March 5th, which is about a week from now. Higgins is a second-round draft pick in 2020, was set to enter free agency after his rookie contract with Cincinnati expired. In his first four seasons with the team, Higgins has caught 257 passes for 3,684 receiving yards and 24 touchdowns in seven postseason games. He has 31 receptions for 457 and 3 touchdowns. And this is what head coach Zach Taylor said in a statement. He said, "T has done an outstanding job for us since we drafted him in 2020. I'm glad that he'll continue to be part of our offense and our team." This is the second consecutive offseason when Higgins' long-term future with the club has been a topic of conversation. At last year's NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis, Bengals executive Duke Tobin pretty much shot down the potential trade involvement with T. Higgins, because if you remember last offseason, during the NFL Combine, people were saying, oh, the Bengals are going to trade T. Higgins, and Tobin was like, haha, we're not going to trade T. at all. And they did it, obviously, because T. came back last year. However, the two sides were unable to come to terms on a long-term extension before Higgins started the final season of his current deal. But with T, he's had an injury-plagued 2023 season that restricted him to only 12 games. He totaled 42 receptions for 656 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, T has publicly and privately expressed his desire to remain in Cincinnati for multiple years. But that's just one high-priced part of Cincinnati's future projected offense. As you know, last year, quarterback Joe Burrow signed a 5-year contract extension worth $275 million, which set the NFL record for the highest annual average salary. Burrow's salary cap hit will be $46.3 million in 2025, according to Roster Management System. Now, wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase is also poised to be one of the highest paid players at his position. Coming up next offseason, Chase has made the Pro Bowl in each of his first three NFL seasons and has set multiple receiving records and is looking to earn a salary at the top of the market. So, what this all means is that it's more likely that this will be T's final season wearing the black and orange stripes. Unless the Bengals do make a big move where they're going to sign T. Higgins to a long-term contract deal. The Bengals do have the cap space. I think right now they're in the top five when it comes to having a lot of cap space available in their salary. But with Joe's contract and then Ja'Marr Chase's mega contract extension coming up next offseason, I think the Bengals are just set on just saying, T, you're going to play this year in 2024, and then next offseason, hello, bunch of teams wanting T, or the Bengals could trade him. I don't know what's going to happen. And July 15th is still a long ways to go. So anything can happen between now and that day. But it's just looking like this is going to be T's final season. Now, to the listeners of this podcast, if you guys don't know what a franchise tag is when it comes to the NFL context, here's what it is. The franchise tag is a designation teams can apply to a player scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent, and it binds the player to the team for one season. Franchise tag figures are based on the top five salaries at each position. So, what that means is that T. Higgins, and you've heard all offseason, and you've heard multiple rumors, and they're just basically rumors, that certain teams want T. Certain teams have offered the Bengals, you know, trade picks when it comes to draft picks coming up in this year's NFL draft. And I'm pretty sure the Bengals have shut everything down when it comes to teams trying to ask if they, what's the asking price, what's the asking value they want for T. Higgins. And I think myself and including knowledgeable Bengals fans, we knew that T. Higgins was going to be back as Cincinnati Bengal in 2024. It's just we don't know what's going to happen after that. And a lot of people are thinking this is pretty much going to be like the Tyler Boyd situation, where Tyler Boyd has been a Bengal for about, I believe, five, 6 years. And it's looking like Tyler Boyd won't be back with the Cincinnati Bengals this coming season. And I, as much as I love T, and T has been so great to this organization since he came out of Clemson in 2020. I mean, T has been the reason for this Bengals run to the Super Bowl. I mean, he had two touchdown catches in the Super Bowl against the Rams in 2021. This man has done a lot of things. I mean, he made some clutch catches against the Chiefs in the AFC title games in 2021 and 2022. And he's just beloved in the locker room. And he's beloved by Bengals fans. And it's going to be so weird not seeing him playing and wearing the orange and stripes jersey after 2024. But that's just the NFL business. And there's some Bengals fans where I've talked with them, and they think this is the end of the world. They think that them not signing T. Higgins is just like, oh, back to the old Bengals, not trying to, you know, sign their big players. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Huh? Like, why are you just saying this is the old Bengals? This is not the old Bengals, okay? You do realize that our franchise quarterback is the highest paid player in NFL history. And also, Ja'Marr Chase is top three when it comes to best receivers in the NFL. And he needs to get a big contract extension coming up next offseason. You realize those two things cost a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I want T to stay, don't get me wrong, but I have to look at reality. And reality is that T and his agent, they want a long-term contract that is probably a lot. A lot that the Bengals, I feel like the Bengals can sign T. Higgins to a long-term deal, but I know they won't because Ja'Marr Chase is going to get that money and a lot of it, and he's deservingly so of the money. And I don't think it's the end of the world that T. Higgins won't be a Bengal after 2024. Will we miss him? Absolutely. This man, when healthy, and that's been T. Higgins' problem in his four NFL seasons, this man just can't stay healthy on the field. But when he is, he's definitely a top 10 NFL receiver. And most absolutely, he's definitely a number one in most NFL teams' roster when he's healthy. That's the key thing with T. Higgins. It's just he doesn't stay healthy. I mean, last year, he only played 12 games. He missed 6 games. And the pretty much the injury that he's been having and has been nagging him over the last, I believe, 2.5 seasons is that hamstring injury. I mean, it happened in 2022, and it's happened again last year, this past season. So, it's just, there's a lot of mixed emotions about this. It really is. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to be bummed when T. Higgins leaves. I really am going to be bummed. But at the same time, it's just, that's just the business of the NFL. And I don't think it's the end of the world. It really isn't. Because I think that with this franchise tag happening today, I think the Bengals might be looking for a receiver in the earlier rounds of the NFL draft coming up in the next 2 months. I can honestly see that. And I think that's just, that's going to be. I think, you know, we have Yoshi. I think Yoshi is a solid piece to the team. And then I just think that you need to go get a receiver or two in this year's NFL draft. Now, if Higgins goes the route, meaning that he'll sign the one-year deal, the $21.816 million contract offer in hand, he can sign it anytime he wants and get that salary fully guaranteed for the 2024 season. Now, if he goes that route, he'll get paid this year, and then next year he either re-sign with the Bengals or he'll be an unrestricted free agency, or he'll get a franchise again in 2025 and a one-year deal that will be worth $21.618 million contract offer in hand. Don't think T. Higgins is going to do back-to-back franchise tags, okay? I think that for him, I think he's going to continue to negotiate with the Bengals on a long-term deal. He can also negotiate with other teams, but any team signing him would have to send the Bengals its next two first-round draft picks. So that's not happening. It's also possible that the Bengals and another team could work out a trade with Higgins, signing a long-term deal with the other team, another team giving the Bengals some compensation less than the two first-round picks. That is definitely a possibility, okay? And it's just, like I said, given how much the salary cap space is going to be invested in Joe and Jamar in the next several years, it just, that they may conclude that they can't afford to keep T in the long run. It's not like they don't want to, it's just they can't afford it. And that's where people, the non-sayers will say, it's just the old Bengals. But now, for now, the Bengals are not going to, you know, let T get away this year. So we don't know what the future holds. We don't know. But all I know is that he's going to be a Bengal for this year. And we just have to enjoy that. And honestly, looking at my YouTube algorithm today, I've been seeing T. Higgins highlights. I haven't been typing his search name on YouTube. But for some reason today, as soon as I heard the news about him, the Bengals franchising tagging him, even though I heard the news Saturday night from a source that's actually reliable saying that the Bengals are for sure going to tag T. Higgins with their franchise, the Bengals made it official today. I mean, my YouTube algorithm is just ridiculous right now. It's just T. Higgins highlights. And I watch a couple and I'm just like, man, this guy is so good when he's on it and he's healthy. But this year with the injuries and T. Higgins has some uncharacteristically drops where it's like, T. Higgins is always shorthanded, and he always makes the hard catches. But when it comes to the easiest ones, especially this year, T. just dropped him. And I'm like, what is going on? So, yeah. One more season of T. Higgins, and then we'll just see what the future holds after 2024. But now, let's just rest assured that he's going to be back, and I hope for T., I hope he balls out this year. I hope T balls out. I hope that he goes off and this will be his best season and he can end it with a championship ring with the Bengals. I just hope that for T. That would be like the perfect send-off for him. Ball out in your final year in Cincinnati and win the whole thing in New Orleans. That'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I think I did tell you guys on Friday that if the Bengals do drop the news that they're going to franchise T. Higgins, that was going to do a podcast. And I did, because there's a lot of people out there that are all doom and gloom. And I'm like, can we just focus on the now? We can worry about what's going to happen in the future, but focus on the now, okay? He's still a Bengal, and let's just continue to cheer him on and yell at all the T's in the crowd and stuff, okay? Love that guy, and we'll see what the future holds, okay? July 15th is a long way ahead, so anything can happen between now, which is February 26th, through July 15th. All right, guys, I am out, and I will talk to you guys later on the week. Peace. Hootay, of course.